and me went shopping for a new gas grill at Home Depot this weekend. The old one was plumb worn out, so it was time. I was on board with it. But let me tell you, I was not on board for 2 hours of comparison shopping, debating the merits of this one and that one, different features, and questions, like it's some kind of fancy sports car or something, honest to God. And of course, there's a whole bunch of other guys there doing the same thing. See, grilling, for the most part, is man's territory. Don't get me wrong, I use the gas grill, but when I do, it's called cooking supper. When Charlie grills, it's a national holiday, and there's beer involved. And usually, a gang of other guys standing around, staring at the fire, trading tips on cooking meat, and talking about their gas grills. You know, my grill is bigger than your grill, sort of thing. The manufacturers know this, and boy, they don't disappoint. I mean to tell you, there were some big honking gas grills there, like the Hindenburg big. Sleek black or shiny chrome deals, with guys checking out all the bells and whistles, kicking the tires, and, swear to God, I actually saw this, caressing the darn things. In fact, I found myself getting kind of jealous of one grill, going for close to 4,000 buckaroonies, when I saw the way Charlie was gawking at it. "Check this out, Ida," he says, eyes all agog. "It has 2 side burners." "I can see that, but I think I'm good with the burners inside." "Yeah, but did you hear that fella? He says we can use it to cook lobster without stinking up the house." "Charlie, how often do we have lobsters? Once a year? Besides, when was the last time you cooked something on a burner?"
"Well, you'd be in charge of the burner."
"Sweetheart," I says, exiting the grilling department, "there ain't a gas grill big enough to accommodate both of us cooking at the same time." I killed time browsing around in the home decorating section, looking at all them shiny new kitchens and bathrooms, checking out the lights and area rugs. Oh, and I picked up a few annuals and a hanging plant from the garden center. Every once in a while, checking back with Charlie, make sure he's not getting carried away. As wacky as the gas grill thing is, it's better than the charcoal grills of old. Holy guacamole. This is before people were using all-natural charcoal and mesquite and whatnot and lighting them with them funnel gizmos. No, I'm talking about a frickin' mountain of charcoal briquettes, the aforementioned knuckleheads drinking beer, squirting lighter fluid, and playing with matches, duck and cover. Well, we finally settled on a gas grill, somewhere between kitty size, as Charlie called it, and ginormous. And yes, it has enough gauges and gadgets to preserve Charlie's manhood without breaking the bank. So it's just before noon by the time we make it to the checkout, right? I'm hungry as all get out. My breakfast is a distant memory, and I'm ready for lunch. More than ready. Charlie and me are standing in line with the grill, a grill cover, and some new grilling tools when Charlie turns to me and says,
"How come you're getting another hanging plant? I thought we already had one."
Staring back at him hard, I pictured myself doing something with Charlie's new grilling tongs that I can't mention here. Catching on, Charlie goes,
"Sure is a pretty color, though.
Say, how about we grab some lunch before heading home? What suits your fancy, sweetheart?" "That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side."